So, this is the eighth Mishnah of the fourth Perek in Pirkei Avos.
Did you do this last week?
No, we haven't done this.
They're off by a number, so it says it's not on us, Rabbi Yishmael.
Ah, this one's off by a number.
Yeah. Who Haya Omer? He would say, who's this Rabbi Yishmael? Would say. So, not the eighth Perek. We're doing the ninth Perek. Sorry. Made a mistake, the ninth Perek. We're skipping here.
Oh, you're skipping.
Yeah. Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan would say, "Kol hamakayim, anyone who keeps or establishes to him, right? We'll see what that means. Et haTorah, the Torah, me'oni, through. Oni literally means through affliction, like inui nef inui on Yom Kippur. But here it means through poverty. Sofo lekayma, in the end, it'll be established with him me'osha." From wealth. That means when if you have this Torah established to you through Oni, you mekayim the Torah, you keep the Torah when you're poor, you'll be keeping it when you're wealthy. Whatever that means. For Kolam Avatel et haTorah, anyone who nullifies the Torah, or doesn't keep the Torah, me'osha, when he has wealth, so full of Avatel me'oni, in the end, it'll be nullified to him when he is poor. So, what, this is a schooler to become rich? What is this for? What is he telling us here? If you learn Torah when you're poor, you can learn Torah when you're rich, i.e., learn Torah and you get rich. It's true, that's work, but that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, Lemay Minimba, right? Those who learn Torah Lishma, they get Torah, they get Osha Vakavad. Lemas Milimba, those who learn Torah Shalom Lishma, they get just Osha Vakavad. Torah brings you Shefa. Torah brings you a higher influence. Torah actually does bring you wealth. What does it mean by wealth? I mean, that's a separate issue. But Ezhu Ashir, who's a wealthy person?
Happy
with all. Ha Sameh Mechelko, he's happy with what he has. Yeshli Kol, I have all that I need. Right? Certain things isn't all that you need. Certain ruchnis can never be all that you need. But that's a separate question. But what is this Mishnah coming to teach? Remember, these Mishnayos are coming to tell us big statements. These are the life statements of who? Of the Gdolim, of the biggest Tanaim of that generation. So it means here must be some very big statement. So what's he trying to tell us, this Rabbi Nassim? What Rio Nassim? What is he trying to tell us?
Some of gods.
Huh?
Some of gods.
No.
As in.
No. Maybe your private goddess, maybe your personal goddess, but he's not talking about goddess per se. What's it talking
like
about?
Spiritual poverty.
Yeah, could be. Spiritual poverty.
Maybe saying like when you feel like mentally like incapable of learning Torah, if it hits you, you'll remember it. And if you are mentally strong to learn Torah, now then it makes sense.
Maybe in like even a more like superficial kind of simplistic way, you could say those people who are like, oh, I can't take Torah, I have to worry about this job I'm getting, or...
Ken. Okay, so what is this? What does this Mishnah mean? What is this Mishnah trying to tell us?
He had a question.
What was the question?
No, my shot was that on a simplistic level, you could be saying like for those people who are concerned about wealth and that like, oh, I can't study now because I need to find a job or I can't spend time in this. I have to try to get money. That'd say that no, if you study when you're poor, you'll also be, like have this development and stuff and be able
as a haftach. That's a good pshat. What is pshat? So people always, you know, in life. You know, Rabbi, I would love to learn. I'd love to be in yeshiva, but, you know, I have to finish your school. I have to go back. I have to become a doctor. I have to do, right? I mean, it's your pshat, right? I have to become a doctor. I have to, you know, I don't have time, you know. But, okay, so school takes 8 years. How about yeshiva for 1 year, 2 years? But I don't have time. I need to work. Otherwise, I don't get my job or I lose out, right? That's only. I'm going to lose. I'm going to be lacking. Learn Torah even when you think there's a hefsed, even when you think there's a lack. Even if you think you're going to become an ani. Not an ani, you're not literally going to be begging money. But there's going to be a little bit of oni. And then you'll get it when you're rich. So that could be a good pshat. That's your pshat.
Sure.
Right? Rabbi Akiva, when he gave a pshat, in Kriyat Shema. So it says, V'haftet Hashem Elokecha, you should love your Lord, your God, says, B'chol nafshecha, b'chol levavacha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. So he made the drasha, b'chol nafshecha, even with all your life, that even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas v'sharam, they're coming to take your life, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when Rabbi Akiva was learning Torah, because the Romans, if they caught anyone to learn, who was teaching Torah, would kill them. That's what happened.
Torture.
They caught him, torture him and kill him. So they found, caught Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah. And you know the story. The story, they took combs of steel and they were literally, when he was alive, they were combing his flesh with these combs of steel. Can you imagine being killed in such a way? It wasn't a slow killing.
No, it was slow.
You mean it wasn't a slow killing. It wasn't a fast killing, right? You can imagine the torture of someone being combed with no anesthesia, right? I mean, you can imagine what that was. These Romans were whatever.
Brutal.
Very, very brutal. Very achzari, very cruel. Anyway, so his Talmidim said, Zu Torah. Malchei Asharet, the angel said, Zu Torah, this is Torah, Vezu Schar, this is the reward. This is the same Rabbi Akiva that they saw, who was Moshe Rabbeinu, saw him in the future, Doresh, the Kitrei Otiyot, the crowns on the Sefer Torah, and say, and learn all different halachas from it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, because Rabbi Akiva was so great, that you should give Torah to him. It's Gemara Menachas. So this is Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. I've seen Rabbi Akiva all the time. This is Rabbi Akiva, right? Zu Torah, Zu Schar. This is Torah, this is the Schar you get. What was his answer to this Talmidim? What sort of answer can you give to him? So first of all, Rabbi Baruch Hu told the Malchei Asharet, the angel said, Shtok, be quiet. Right? There was a reason for this. And Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva tell his Talmidim? Told him, Kol Yomai, all my days, I learned this pasuk. I was one who was derish this pasuk. It was my chiddush. You should love your God, Lord your God, with all your soul, even if He takes your soul. Achshav, now shabali adi, it came to my hands. Lo yakamena, I won't keep it. So his Talmud said, Ad kan, till now. And as he were combing him, and he died. He died with what he was saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yatza Nishmato Be'echad, and his neshama went out when he said Hashem Echad. Why dafka when he said Hashem Echad? Because he came to that reality that all that was here in this world is Ratzon Hashem. Even this inu, even this combing of his flesh with Masrekot Shabazo, with combs of steel. So that's what I'm saying. Well, every Torah that's our Torah, we have a Pshat in Torah. Same way Rabbi Akiva, this is my Pshat in Torah. That means it's your neshama that gave that Pshat. Achshav shibali adi, now it came to my hands. It came in, I want to keep it. There's a chiyuv on you to keep it. This is your Torah. You know, I hope this doesn't happen to any of us, but you know, unfortunately, we are human beings. We go back, you know, Ad Me'ev Esrim, and you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us our lives. And shows us all the things we did. You know, we have a whole video there, right? And everyone's watching. Grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, all the rabbis of the family, all our friends, right? It's going to be real, you know? So everyone goes over there. It's like 3D cinema for everyone, right? You know, they're watching videos the whole time. Right?
Like, what's the name of that movie with Jim Carrey?
Huh?
Truman Show.
What?
It's a movie.
They put like 5,000 cameras, and they made them think that the whole world was just like one little town, mm-hmm. and everyone, and they had a whole TV 24 hours a day, always on him.
Right.
It was a movie.
And everyone, his whole life was actors. Everyone was actors.
Yeah.
24/7
actors.
They made a guy believe that his entire life was a movie, and like an entire life was
happening. The movie was
his life. They made him think that the whole world was like this little tiny town, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And
what was the message?
All his wife, all his friends, everything. They're all actors.
They're all actors.
Yeah.
They didn't really mean what they were saying.
Right.
Right.
And he knew that.
No, he didn't. That it was like a big joke, kind of like a big TV show about him.
It was like an experiment. See how the human being would interact, like watching every move that he would do. And
the one girl he liked actually, and she didn't want to. She thought was going to tell him or something.
Anyway, the point was...
Yeah, that's what's it called, Hollywood. There has to be some love story involved, right?
Yeah.
And drama, otherwise it can't make Hollywood, it doesn't sell, right?
So anyway, just the point was that similar idea that, the, you know, sort of big brother watching all the time, and
Yeah, it's not Big Brother that he's, you know, it's not like, you know, he's Big Brother.
Yeah, what's Big Brother?
No.
No,
anyway, but, you know, the concept, let's go back to this concept. The concept is, I forgot my train of thought. What was this concept?
Your grandparents watching you.
Yeah, everyone's watching you. The matter now. What happens if you, the rabbi, gave a shiur, right? Gave a shiur about how you should act your life, or a piece of Torah that you said, and you hope this is the emesic of Torah. And in our lives, right? We don't keep it. Can you imagine the embarrassment? Where do we learn this out from in Chumash? It's written in Chumash somewhere.
That what, sorry?
This is written somewhere in Chumash.
This idea?
This idea is written in Chumash. It's psukim in Chumash.
That what will be embarrassed?
Yeah, this form of embarrassment. So Chazal say, when Yehuda, right, came to Yosef, and he explained to Yosef, he says to Yosef, this is the only son left to Yaakov, and his life is dependent on it. How can you keep him? And Yehuda came to fight for Binyamin. So Yosef's answer was, Ani Yosef, Od Avinu Chai, I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? What do you mean, is my father still alive? I am Yosef, and when you sold me, were you worried about if my father would still be alive? V'nivhalu mipanav, and Yehuda was like, went back. He was nivhal, how you say nivhal? He was like shocked. The embarrassment of that tochacha that Yosef gave him, that's the tochacha of Atid Lavo. He'll show out the steers in our own lives, the contradictions in our own lives, what we say and how we believe. And unfortunately, we're human beings. We mean well, we intend well, we want to live with certain ideals, but we don't necessarily always follow them through. Even if we really believe them to be true, even if it's not the question, we don't really believe them to be true.
This is the basic Levi, this.
Yeah, there's a basic Levi on this as well, yeah. This, even though we don't really believe them to be true, we believe them to be true, and we really want to keep them, it's hard for us to live according to what we really believe. And that contradiction that we have in our own lives, that's Gehinnom. That's the contradiction. That's the steer that we get when we go Admei Ve'esrim. Right, you understand? Okay, so now let's go back to this Mishnah. I don't know how we got onto all of these things, but we'll go back. Now let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. So Rabbeinu Yonah, test. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Kol HaMakayim Et HaTorah Me'oni. So listen, this is similar to your Pshatim. Shedochek Sha'otav, he pushes his hours. He's pushing his hours. U'miniach Melachto, and he leaves his work. Hatzricha LeParnasato, that he's required for his Parnasa. Kedei L'Kayim HaTorah, in order to keep the Torah. Vaha mitzvah, and the mitzvahs. What do you mean to keep the Torah and mitzvahs? To learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. Vahu lomed, he learns va'ose mitzvahs mitoch hadochak, through difficulty. What do you mean he pushes his hours?
He leaves early.
He leaves early from his work. He doesn't do all the work he exactly needs, right? Yeah. He doesn't do all the work he really needs. He's so mechon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pushes himself. You know, there's one thing you can steal. There's one thing you can steal. What's the one thing you can steal? Your own time. You can steal your own time to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Push out those things that you don't really need. Grab that time that you have. We all have time, you know, the time for schmoozing, the time for, you know, you're in yeshiva. You guys have 3 weeks here. 3 weeks is not a long time. But I want to tell you something. Let's just work it out together. 3 weeks, say if you learn 12 hours a day, right? 12 hours a day, right? Halavai, right? 12, some of us even more, right? 12 hours a day. When you go back to America, how many hours do you think you're going to have time to learn? An hour. And not even with a rabbi, right? Not even with a tutor. An hour. Maybe if you're lucky, 2 hours. How long? An hour, say? Okay, an hour a day, if you're lucky. A couple of, if you're lucky, say an hour, right? An hour's good. Mm-hmm. So take 7 days. That's 7 hours a week, right? How much is that in a month? 28 hours, 28, say 30 hours, let's be generous, right? Mm-hmm. 30 hours in a month, right? Mm-hmm. Right? 30 hours in a month. How many days of that is in yeshiva?
3 days.
3 days, it's less than 3 days, okay? Let's say 2.5 days. 2.5, 3 days. Let's say 3 days to make the calculations easier. Right? We'll be generous with you. Shabbos you learn more. Sundays you learn more. Right? Let's be generous with you. Okay? All right. So, 3 days in yeshiva, right? is a month back, right? How much? 3 weeks in yeshiva. How much is 3 weeks? It's 20.
One,
10, so it's seven. It's seven. Six. 7 months.
6 or 7 months.
Right. 3 weeks is 7 months.
Century.
7 months. And it's more. And it's more. It's more.
That's mamish
gevulta.
Mamish gevulta. So our time here, this is precious time. I have to use it properly. Dochik hadashah. It also means when you're in yeshiva. You know, you can do internet when you go back home. You can write emails when you go back home.
My email box is just mamish
form. Yeah, yeah. You can do these things when you go back home. You can write, you know, your parents, you have to, that's part of mitzvahs, right? You have to do dochik shah to speak to your parents, say hello, you know, those sort of things. But you don't have to chit-chat with all your friends, you know, 3 weeks, you know, you're in yeshiva, you know. If you went on a course, an intensive course of 3 weeks, your friends would understand. You're an intensive course, right? You're in the Himalayas. You can't have content. There's no Cellcom. Maybe nowadays they have Cellcom. People go to the Himalayas with their iPhones. I don't know. I'm sure Everest on the top has a Cellcom. AT&T, right? They're selling the iPhones on the top of there, right? That's
right. Just climb Mount Everest. Yeah. Why am I tired?
Right?
You got Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
Only three people liked my status. What?
Right. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be dochik et hashah. So if mi'oni, what does it mean mi'oni? Mi'oni doesn't mean literally that you're poor. It means you have a job, you have money, but you're pushing it. You're pushing it. You're not living in luxury. You're pushing it because you want to spend more time. You don't want to be the best professor, or the best doctor, or the best lawyer, or the thing. You're pushing it. You're pushing the time. Now, if you can be a very good doctor and have less hours afterwards, that's something else. But you have to be careful there, because sometimes your Yetzirah says, just become a very good doctor, don't worry about learning now, then afterwards you learn. I'll become a very good doctor, kids, then yeah, and the kids, and then the wife, and then the mortgage, right? Yeah.
Then the TV interviews, the articles.
Yeah, you have to keep your reputation up, right?
Yeah, you got to start writing a book.
You guys have a lot of faith in me.
Sofo says, if you do it, Badochak, right? Sofo lekaima me'osha. In the end, you'll be mekaima be'osha. What does it mean me'osha? With riches. Ki yit asher. A person will become rich. V'nosaf od. And further than this, v'yulo sha'ad muruvachot. He will have extra time. If you learn the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees you, you're pushing for those hours. You're learning it. You're not getting the best salary you wanted. But you're pushing to get, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you brocha. You'll get osher. You'll have a good job. You'll get more money. And then the time you'll have will be with revach. Will be extra time. La'asok b'Torah, to learn in Torah. U'lekayim mitzvahs. Yeah, what was the question?
You can even extend that to like family life. Even if we're not even
No, family life is different. Doesn't say that. Family life, let me tell you something. L'davoneinu, right? I say it by myself, right? When you're a rabbi and you spend time learning, you spend time with Talmidim, you spend time, it's very hard to spend time also at home. It's a mistake. You need to spend time at home. Home is not something you should be giving up on.
No, that's the point I'm going. Even for non-Jews, it's like people who just get
give up on work. Give up on work.
And it's what's the point of?
Yeah, give up on your work. Look, a rabbi, what's it called? Has his work's not exactly selling shares to anyone, right? I mean, he's doing. Usually, people need to speak to him. He needs to get advice. He has to be careful. You have to be careful. It's even whatever work you're doing, especially if you're doing work. A doctor. Right? I'm saving a life. Right, all you're doing with your kids is putting them to bed and reading them a story. But here I'm saying this guy's life, or tell a story to your kids. What's the shaila? Go save the guy's life, right? Not so simple. Your kids, if your kids don't have a father to put them into bed and read them a story and do those things, the kids will grow up not well. You have to have that time for your kids. Believe me, kids take a lot of time. And your wife, forget your wife even, right? You know, she doesn't mind. She, when you get older, she just wants you for the kids. But no, really. But the kids take a lot of time. Each kid, especially at Baruch Hashem, you have big families. You have to spend time with kids. You have to spend time with them. It's very important.
She just wants you for the kids.
Huh?
She just wants you for the kids.
Yeah.
It's a good quote.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Go over to Rabbi Joshua's house every now and then and kind of eat fry donuts and play with the kids as well, because he's pretty busy, so he can't then do his kids over.
Yeah.
So we help out when we can.
Yeah. You see what happens when that kid's there.
Mm-hmm. A Chabad was like, hey, huh? They're like, if you want to take Mendel off our hands for like a few hours, before, you know, they're like, come on, come. Yeah. You know, take him to the zoo, let us have some free time.
Okay, let's go. Ki parnasato, his parnasa tiye maruba, his parnasa will be increased. Velo yitzarech el yegia kapav, he won't need to work so hard. Ki yochal v'yilmad v'simcha, he'll eat his fruit, his toil, and he'll learn with simcha, with tov levav, with an open heart, a happy heart. Ki b'chochma yichye lo kol tuv, with his wisdom, he'll have all the goodness. Right? Like we see, now he's bringing Mishle here. Like we see with Shlomo Melech. Shesha'al ha'chochma, v'lo sha'al kesev ezav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Shlomo Melech, what do you want? Give me one thing required. You want to be the richest man in the world. What do you want to be? So Shlomo Melech asked for chochma, for wisdom. We didn't mean chochma, you know, to be a theoretical physicist. He meant chochma in the sense, right, that he's going to be terror. It means chochma is a terror. So it says, right?
I think that's
what
the story.
That's what it is.
I know.
If I ask for kesev and zav, he knew who knows tenly. He'll give it to me. Akrosh will give it to me. Nechasev akalkor, who knows tenly. Shalat bat hamelech, I'll ask for the daughter of the king. Lila isha, to be a wife for me. Vakol bichlal. Then I'll be married to the king and I'll have all his influences, all those good things to come from him. And so that's what he did. V'shalat ha'chokma v'hakol b'klein, and all of it was included in chokma. Ki b'tzel ha'chokma b'tzel ha'kesef. If you have wisdom, you have everything. You have all the riches of the world. V'kol ha'mavatel terah me'osha, and anyone who negates the terah from osha, shukama pamim v'kama sha'ot yesh lo p'nai. He has lots of time. It means osha, it means revach. He has time to learn. And he's reading his New York Times, and he's Googling, and he's Wikipediaing, and he's filming, and he's all those other things that we do, yeah? Yesh lo p'nai, little mod, ve'eina osa, and he doesn't do that. Sofo levatle me'oni, in the end, he'll be mvatlit when he doesn't have time. Shitztarech, then he'll be required, litroach al parasato. And he won't find it so easily. Rabbi, I don't have time. I have to work hard. I have 10 kids in school, and I have to work to make up parnasa for them. And even when he will want, mida keneged mida, v'nimsa yotzim mina olam b'lo Torah, he'll leave the world without Torah. It's a very, very, very strict mission, this one. I'm telling you, you waste your time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you things to waste your time with. You look after your time, you spend it correctly, he'll give you more time to have things will work out more easily for you. And the reason is very simple. After the chet of Adam HaRishon, right? Adam la'amal yulad, a person was created to do amal. It's a metzias of a person. You have to toil in this world. There's no Hawaii with this, you know, this drink and sipping, right? Or Ben and Jerry's the whole day, and who needs it, right? We all watch this. That film about those two robots. What's it called?
Wally.
The one that that film. It's a very deep film. Walt Disney did good films. It's a very deep film. It's showing you.
Wally,
you liked it? No, the plane. It's very deep film. The film basically is telling you. Let me explain what the film is. You guys saw the film? The film is basically telling you that without toil, man's life is like, you know, it's a waste of time. Man was created to toil. Okay, so their toil was about making Mother Earth or whatever. Doesn't matter. Happiness only comes through toiling. And toiling in things which are ruchnius. That the film didn't speak about, but that if a person thinks a bit more, who cares about toiling for a little bit plant? So you toil for a plant, you know? But if you toil for something which is you, yourself, your own self growth, that's toiling that's worth. That's toiling that's worth it. Toiling in your relationship, toiling in every aspect of life. A man was created to toil. This world is a world of toiling. If you have the schus, if you have the merit, your toiling will be in Torah. If not, Chazal say, Dvarim B'Tanim and other things. You have other things to take your time, to occupy your time. So when you're in yeshiva, make sure, especially in yeshiva, make sure your toiling is in those things. Not in your emailing, not in your Wikipedia-ing, and not in all these other things. You can use those things, you know, you have to do certain things. You have to speak to friends, you have to do the minimum. But spend your time when you're here, right? It's precious time. And not only when you're here, when you go back. When you go back and you have those little bit of extra time. Now we all need, now let me give you a ghetto. We all need things to enjoy ourselves. If we need for our happiness, if our happiness level is low and we need to go out and have a good time, even the rabbi says, go out with the boys, have a good time, right? You heard that from me, right? This rabbi doesn't say, go, don't go out, right? Certain places he'll don't tell you to go out, but he won't tell you not to go out, right? Because you need to be happy to learn Torah. If you have certain needs, and those needs within reason have to be met, so you should do those things. But if you don't, you're happy with the learning, right? You're just schmoozing for the sake of schmoozing, writing emails for the sake of writing emails, or doing whatever you're doing, don't. Go learn Torah. If you need them for your own, you know, happiness, and every person has to measure himself, right? Then those things are part of your requirements, part of your needs. So you have to fulfill them. There's nothing wrong in fulfilling your needs. Clear?
This thing about if we use our time correctly, then Hashem will give us
more time.
More time. Why do you see that?
Because it says that in the Rabbeinu Yonah. He explains it. He says if you learn Torah midochak, you push the time that you learn it. That means ba'oni, that you take away for a bit of your panasa in order to have a bit more time. So then, of course, Baruch Hu will give you osher, give you time meruvach, he'll give you a lot of time. You have money and you have a lot of spare time to learn Torah. That's what he says. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. You understand?
I think what pretty much happens is like when you start learning this stuff. Same with davening. Like an hour, you know, hour and a half. It's like, who doesn't have an hour? And then when you start davening, and then like you finish, and you're like, you have stuff to do, and all the stuff you would have been doing anyway, you sort of push it away. Like, you just don't even address it. It's similar to the concept of, like, emails. If you don't respond to emails, you get less responses back. So if you literally just, like, let things sit for a while, you'll just get less emails. But if you're on there actively, you'll start getting huge, just mom, just like, I can't, oh my God, so many emails all day. It's because you're actively feeding it.
Yeah.
So it's the same like when you're diving, when you're doing this and that, next thing you know, boom.
You're 100%. What a person puts his time in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him back. You put your time in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you time for Torah. You put your time in other things, you'll find your time will be spent in those other things. Put your time in Torah. Now, obviously, you have to get a degree. You have to do well in your degree. You have to do, right? But put your time in Torah. And time also means put your money. You have some money. Some people need to spend money to buying on hiring a guy to teach them. You might not have people who teach you free. Spend your money on Torah. Don't become poor, but within reason. Spend your money on Torah. It'll come back to you. Certain things, is that it says, certain things, parnasato shel adam, right? Ktsuvim lo, it's ktsuvim, it's fixed for him. Chutz, there's a chutz. Chutz mitalmud Torah, one of them is. Chutz mitalmud Torah, without learning. Any mitzvah the person spends money on, he'll get it back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to give him back. Now, he shouldn't be an idiot. He shouldn't spend all his money. You know, like, oh, God, I'm going to give all my money to... No, a chomish. Up to a chomish.
What's
chomish then? Fifth, right? Al yibaz yotei mechomish. Of the Karen. Up to a fifth. Or maestros, you can take maestros to spend on a tutor. Person earns money. Tenth of it, go spend on getting a tutor.
Really?
Or up to a fifth, you can spend on getting a tutor. Yeah, of course. Wow. A person has to realize, how long are you here for? Spend your money on Torah. Yeah. Spend your money on Torah. You're going back. You don't have you're going to go, I don't know where you're going to go to. Illinois. How many rabbis there are in Illinois? Maybe there are. I just pick the name, right? Illinois is a good place.
Chicago's like has 10 million people.
Okay. But you don't have a rabbi there. You need there's an avreich who you have to pay. He anyway doesn't have much money, you have to pay, and he'll learn with you. Pay him, let him learn with you. Tell him what you want to learn, let him teach you. Don't waste your time. If you only have so much time, spend money on your Torah. You get it back. And when you, not only you get it back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha in your wealth. You get a bracha. He'll give you osher, so you have more time to give to Torah, and more time to give money to Torah as well. You'll be able to help other people out with their institutions and whatever. You'll be machzik Torah. You'll see, when a person does the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. He guides him, he takes him along, he's Messiah. When a person does the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu potes him, though, allows him to go that way. When a person does the right thing, he's Messiah, he helps. You're in a partnership. You got the best partners going with you, right? He has plenty of money, he has plenty of influence, right? You can influence anyone over there, right? Just go do that. It's a good partner, right?
Yes.
He doesn't even ask for a cut. Okay. Alright then. That's it. Is that Hashem? Yeah?
A glob shot.
Okay, let's hear.